I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And this is Cinema Classics.
And we're at the Gateway Film Center as per usual.
Right.
This is a quote I would like tattooed on my person. I won't be wrong, I won't be insulted, and I won't be laid a hand on. I don't do these things to other people, and I require the same of them.
And that's our man, the Duke.
John Wayne.
Yep.
He liked to be called Duke Morrison because his name was Marion Morrison.
Right.
And this new book that came out
Scott
about
Iman.
That you pointed out to me. And I haven't read it yet, but I've read a little bit about it. I was fascinated with his anecdote where John Wayne preferred to be called Duke Morrison because he didn't believe that he was John Wayne.
Right.
He knew that that was a character. He knew that that was a persona, an outsized persona that he played. And to call him Duke was to remind him of who he really was.
He was a pretty bright guy.
Mm-hmm.
Quoted Shakespeare and Dickens, and was invited by the Hasty Pudding Club at Harvard. And he sparred with them for 2 hours, and they were awestruck at how smart he was in his repartee with them about it.
I would like to read this book.
The only thing he wasn't smart about was smoking. He got one Academy Award, True Grit. He would send presents till they couldn't deliver them anymore to the house, to his relatives and friends. He was extremely generous of heart, but he was right wing.
Yeah, he was. That doesn't mean I can't like the guy, and it doesn't make me right wing.
He did not accept the role of Willie Stark in All the King's Men, a great role, because it violated his principles.
Interesting. Okay?
John Wayne is an American through and through. He is what we figured was the Wild West.
Yeah.
You know, when he was first the Ringo Kid in Stagecoach.
Mm-hmm.
And when that one shot of him, was he carrying his saddle or something? And it just seemed to, at that moment, to encapsulate all of our romantic notions about the West.
He worked on John Ford's films in a number of different capacities until finally John Ford saw that he had accumulated the experience in his face and the weight of a Western hero in his face. And that's when he cast him as Stagecoach. And that's when it clicked.
And led him up to his greatest role, I believe, of all time.
Hmm.
Was it not John Ford, too?
The Searchers.
In The Searchers.
Yeah.
I would talk about a complex role.
Right. I think the 1-2 punch of Red River and The Searchers and Fort Apache. Let's make that a 1-2-3 punch.
Oh, okay.
An argument against anyone who would try to minimize John Wayne's ability to act or to otherwise reduce his screen persona to the one note cliche. He was not that guy.
No.
He oftentimes played either brittle characters. In fact, he played a guy named Nathan Brittle. He played guys who were maybe off a little bit, a little hardened.
And as you talk about John Ford, anecdotally, he got along very well with Wayne, notwithstanding the fact that he made him work.
Yeah.
There was one morning when he caught Wayne peeing into Ward Bond's flask and said, I got to give that guy a raise.
That's great. You have this early, the 1940s John Wayne, post-Stagecoach, who was this adventurer, this strapping man who was capable of all these things. Then you have the late 40s into the 50s. He's a much more complicated figure. He's an aging figure. He's the John Wayne of The Searchers. He's John Wayne of Red River and Fort Apache, in which he is the liberal voice of reason to Henry Fonda's crazy Indian killer.
Right, right.
And then you have John Wayne in the 60s and the 70s. John Wayne at that point becomes the John Wayne, the cliched John Wayne. You can argue that he became the Robert De Niro of his time. He was just taking on roles because they were easy. He could glide through them as John Wayne.
And you and I shared a video when he was on Dean Martin's show.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that caught the real humanity of him. He had fun with Martin. What a wonderful moment. And he had that lightness about him, decked out in a beautiful tuxedo.
Yeah.
He just looked like that iconic Western guy transplanted into the modern world.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing that someone's name, John Wayne, carries with it perhaps a whole mythology of our West?
I love to watch those films because in him, I see this grand figure of competence that I never feel myself, and it comforts me.
If we could recommend to our audience, I have my recommendation.
Yeah.
The Searchers.
Okay. And I would suggest Fort Apache, and it will immediately complicate your idea of who this man was as an actor and a star.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.